This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Each year I teach a second-year class at a Bible school on homosexuality. One of the questions we discuss is what percentage of the population is homosexual. I quote from studies done by the University of Chicago and the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which puts the percentage around 2%. When I show the students a Gallup poll that shows U.S. adults estimated that 25% of Americans are gay and lesbian. Of course, those estimates are off by an order of magnitude. We now have articles quoting the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System of the CDC that estimates that only 75% of American high school students now identify as heterosexual. The headlines and articles therefore claim that 25% are LGBTQ. In a recent commentary, Wilford Riley raises some significant questions. First, there is simply no genetic or biological explanation for a surge like this one. This is significantly different from the many studies I've quoted in the past. You know, attempts to argue that this is due to increased social tolerance for gays does not help either, especially when you consider that many European countries have been even more tolerant of LGBTQ. I think a better explanation is social contagion, which I've discussed in relationship to transgenderism in previous commentaries. Andrew Sullivan is a prominent gay columnist and provides this answer. He says the most plausible explanation is that everyone wants to be LGBTQ now, so why not lie and be cool? The only problem is that it makes the LGBTQ community majority straight. As you can tell, he doesn't believe the 25% headlines and doesn't think this is helpful to his gay agenda. There's no reason to believe the 25% claim. It reminds me of the Gallup poll estimate from many years ago. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.